Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So it's cocktail time again.
It's another cocktail morning.
It's just another cocktail morning.
It's another cocktail sunrise.
Let me just say, we tape this at, right now it's 7:27 in the evening, so we're not getting, you know, potted in the morning.
Are sharing our secrets.
I am. It's true. So MZ, I've made you two cocktails for this particular show. We are in the great age of cocktails. This was one that I had at Colette's, which I've recreated.
Oh.
In fact, we had it together.
We did indeed.
And I thought, this is really good. And I'm going to buy the stuff I need to make this, and I'm going to do it at home. And it is totally doable. So have a sip. Tell me what you think.
I can smell the gin before I drink it.
There is gin in there.
And citrus, lime.
Mm-hmm. Lime.
Now I'm casting my mind back because I want to remember that this
because we had
drink,
dinner there together.
We did. Had particular bitters in it.
Yes, that's correct.
Cucumber bitters.
Good job.
Wow.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, this is kind of nice. Very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Is there sugar of some sort?
There is sugar. So gin, a bit of sugar. You could put soda water in there or not. I did not. Lime and cucumber bitters.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I got them all.
The cucumber bitters are called El Guapo, so because I am so guapo. The gin is Shot Tower gin from Baltimore.
And that's what they use at the restaurant.
Exactly.
As well.
So I bought a bottle, and the guys at the Baltimore Whiskey Company do a very nice job. And Shot Tower gin, I think, is excellent. I recommend it highly. So this came out really, really quite well. It's a beautiful kind of almost sort of gray color, I guess.
It looks a little like lemonade, but
yeah,
let me tell you folks, it tastes nothing like lemonade.
Are you ready for number two?
I think I am.
Excellent. You have to pass me the shaker.
Okay. Now this is a different color. This is a drink of a different color,
that's
let me tell
for you.
This smells like rye, though I could be wrong. It is amber in color,
mm-hmm.
And
you are correct on the rye.
It's not gin this time. Well, it's not sweet like a Manhattan, although it could have white vermouth, but it doesn't have red vermouth.
Good job. It does have white vermouth. You know why it has white vermouth?
Ah, wow.
Because Kati Harrison drank all the red vermouth. And so essentially, it's a Manhattan made with white vermouth, and it has some Angostura bitters, some rye.
Mm-hmm.
In it, and I think we used Sagamore Spirit, if memory serves me correctly, which is a very nice rye, made for now in Indiana, but eventually here. Finally, a bit of Peruzzi white vermouth.
Okay.
Which is a lovely white vermouth,
yes.
Which I really like a lot, because it doesn't have any of that chemical flavor. It actually tastes more like an herbed wine.
Mm-hmm.
I think this works out rather nicely, actually. It has a nice color. It's not the typical Manhattan, which the red vermouth would give you more of, I guess, a Manhattan taste.
More of a sweetness.
Yeah.
I do like the red vermouth, but I will make a perfect Manhattan from time to time, too.
That's rather nice,
but this is a little bit lighter, not as candy-ish, and definitely more of a warm weather Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make you one, but sometimes the red vermouth has just disappeared. So, you know,
it's good.
That's true. That's
thank
love.
You, Kati.
It's love that drank that. But Peruzzi vermouth is a wonderful vermouth from Spain, which we've talked about a lot at various times and highly recommended. So, a couple of cocktails that we enjoy. We'll put the recipes on the web. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers. Thanks for trying cocktails for me.
My pleasure.